Want to introduce you to a chap called Mark Walsh. He's 16 years old. He's from Lochinure in beautiful County Donegal. Just finished his junior cert last Tuesday. And he had a boyhood dream of playing Premiership football. Looks like all that is about to happen. He's on the phone. Hey, Mark.
How are you?
So, how are you feeling at this stage?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you just do your leaving cert or your junior cert?
My junior cert.
How do you think you got on?
I think I did all right, to be honest.
Yeah. So when do you head over?
I'm heading over on the 2nd, so another few days, just over a week, I think so.
Well, back up for a second. How did all this happen, you heading off to Swansea FC?
I just playing football with the county team and with Ireland, and they just saw me and came over to me and invited me over for a trial and went over there, did the trial, impressed, and they offered me the contract and... delighted with that.
And what's the trial process like? Like, what do you do? Do you go over under your own steam, buy your own plane ticket, or do they fly you over, or what happens?
They fly over, so you go over by yourself and you stay with a host family.
Mm.
So you stay with a digs and you train every day, game at the weekend, and you be in it every day in the academy. And
how long was it?
I was there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right, okay.
Yeah.
And is there a feeling of pressure when you're there?
Yeah, there's pressure. You need to do well, like, so you'd be nervous, but I thought I did well, so I was happy when I went over. And
you obviously did if you got yourself a contract, but what's it like when you, I mean, obviously you could be the best player, say, at your local club. What are you, Gwydor?
Yeah, Gwydor Celtic.
Gwydor Celtic, yeah. And then, you know, you could step up then maybe and, as you said, play for the county team, play for Ireland, but what's it like when you go on trial at a Premier League club and you know that the rest of the lads coming in are of such a high level?
Yeah, it's tough. It's nerve-wracking, like, but it doesn't take long to get used to because playing with Ireland and that, the quality's quite similar.
Mm. Did you interact with any of the other guys?
Yeah, I knew the other boys because they played for Wales. Some of them played for Wales. And we played against them in the Victory Shield, so I knew a few of them from then.
Okay, but did you kind of keep your distance, or were you getting on well with them?
No, right away when I went in, they were talking to me and they were all well nice, so... That was one of the reasons I picked to play for Swansea as well, because they were so nice.
That's what I was going to ask you. You did have other teams kind of circling around you as well. Who else was talking to you?
There was Sunderland, and there was Derby, and Everton, and clubs like that, and Wolves.
And you weren't tempted to follow Robbie Keane to Wolves, no?
No, not really.
Are you a Man United fan?
I am.
So how will you feel? The match, I'm a United fan too, so I think the match is United versus Swansea. On August 19th, it's the second match of the Premier season. Who are you going to be cheering on?
I think I'll still be cheering on Man United.
Until you break into the first team, that's a good attitude, yeah. In fairness.
What do your folks think of all this?
They're happy for me, they're proud, but I think Mum's not looking forward to it too much, me going away, but I think she'll be all right.
And do you have to go to school when you're over there?
It's in the academy, it's some sort of education, so it'll be 2 days a week, and I'd just be in for 2 hours, so...
Right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The best kind of education.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I presume, look, you're a smart boy, you're coming from a smart family, Mark. Like,
yeah.
You know lots of players get this opportunity, they go across, and then, you know, for whatever reason, things don't work out. Have you thought about any of the possible negative stuff about going over?
Yeah, well, I've got, like, a plan B in my head, so... I think if it doesn't work out, I could do, like, so.
What is the plan B?
Like sports science, kind of coaching or something like that. Just something like the football, anyway.
Right. Yeah. What position are you going to be playing in?
Probably out wide on the wing.
So you're a bit of a flyer, are you?
Yeah.
What about the trend at the moment with three at the back and then the wide wingers become kind of up and down wing backs? Yeah, you're prepared for that level of work.
Yeah, I think I am prepared for that. So we'll be getting to pre-season now and we'll be getting fit then, so.
And do they give you a load of gear when you get over there? Do you get free boots and all that?
Yeah, I think we get free training gear anyway, loads of training gear, and you'll probably get some boots and stuff like that as well.
That's great.
And are you going to be living in digs when you're over, or are you allowed to get your own place, or what happens?
I'll be living in digs for the first 2 years anyway.
Well, that's what your mammy would want you to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, I don't know, like, I kind of have this romantic idea of it. I know George Best lived in digs when he went over to Manchester United, and all the stories of, like, David Beckham going up from London to play for United and stay in the Dukes. But it kind of, I don't know, I just didn't think it happened anymore. But it is kind of nice that you'll be with a family, like.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And do you think your folks will come over and annoy you? I mean, visit you?
yeah, I think they're going to come over quite often. So just till I settle in and we'll be over for the first few months and stuff like that, just for a few days and just see how things are. But I think after that, I'll be grand. So.
Is there any other footballer's career that you would like to emulate? Anyone you look at and go, wow, if I had his career, I'd be pretty happy.
I don't know. Just trying to make my own career, really.
Come on, yourself.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to any other sort of mentors? I mean, like the Packy Bonners of the world or anything like that?
Yeah, I was speaking to Carl McHugh from the Motherwell player.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to Willie Bug. He's a Gidor Celtic. He used to play for Derby. He moved over to Derby when he was 16.
All right, so very similar to what you're doing.
Yeah, and so I was speaking to them too, and they were very helpful with me and giving me all the tips what to do and how to stay focused and all this. So
yeah, well, I mean, look, I can give you loads of tips. Like, I'm a really good five-a-side goal hatcher. So
why are you laughing, Mark? Why is that so funny about that?
Yeah, they've got a lot of digs. That's probably the only connection.
So this is kind of like a youth contract or like it's not a fully fledged kind of Premier League contract, is it?
No, so it's a 3-year contract. So the first 2 years is called Scholar, so that's kind of just academy,
right?
And the third year is a pro contract.
Okay, right. Okay, and are you guaranteed your pro contract, or do you have to impress in the 2 years of the academy?
Well, it's been offered to me, so
right.
I'm assuming it's guaranteed.
Brilliant. Well, look, I
assume nothing, Mark.
Yeah.
Read the fine print. We don't want you on the ferry before you think you're going to be at it.
I know.
And do you get paid?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's great. So this is a job now?
Yeah, it's a job.
It's every kid's dream, playing football for money.
So you're going to go mad? You're going to be in a Range Rover in the next 2 weeks? wear designer shades?
Maybe, you don't know.
He totally is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly. I can tell you're definitely a Flash Harry. Yeah. You're back driving a Guido Celtic and a Rolls Royce in 2 weeks. Going, all right, lads. Yeah, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, you're walking around dressed like Conor McGregor. Well, listen, we're very proud of you. Well done. Great achievement, and I really hope it works out for you. We're right behind you, and we'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, we'll be
on Soccer AM.
We'll be singing Mark Walsh on Fire in the stands of the Aviva in years to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Mark, listen, thanks for talking to us, and best of luck with everything.
All right, cheers, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
There you go, that's Mark Walsh there from Donegal, who just signed his contract with Swansea. 16 years old, really got his head screwed on, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
At 16, I was not in any way, shape or form able to do anything like that. Well done, Mark, on being snapped up for Swansea. I hope Shamie Coleman keeps an eye on himself from all his friends in Lochinure. I'm sure a fellow Donegal man will definitely look out for his mate. So yeah, fair play, brilliant.